Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, Evan.
Where are we going?
We're going to Bell Gardens. Aren't we always in Bell Gardens?
Wow, what's in Bell Gardens?
Well, a lot of things, but this week we're going to a ceviche restaurant called El Coraloense.
Is it ceviche from a particular region?
It is ceviche from the confluence of Colima and Sinaloa.
And how is it presented?
The amenities are scarce, but what they do have is, you know, beautiful ceviches and aguachiles, which is basically a ceviche of shrimp, and other things in the raw marinated seafood realm.
Okay, so take us through them. Are there tostadas, cocktails?
There are 1.5 million tostadas on which cocktails are piled. They have strange names. One of the ones I like is changoneara, which is like shrimp with peanuts, chamoy, which is like a salted plum, and chopped mango. It's like an entire East Side sweets counter, but with fish.
That sounds so good, because it's kind of sweet, kind of sour, kind of salty.
It's not kind of. It's very sweet, very salty, and very, very, very sour. It's great.
So interesting.
They have, as you would expect at a place like this, seafood cocktails served in things the size of like goldfish bowls.
So are they meant to be shared, or are they for one singular glutton?
As far as I can tell, most people weren't sharing them. My favorite was something called the Luna de Miel, or honeymoon, which was, you know, one of those goblets, and there was shrimp juice, some chili, some citrus. There were little bits of abalone, there were scallops, and there were some of those aguachile shrimp. Before we go on, I should probably explain the concept of aguachile. It's a dish from, you know, that region. And it's shrimp that has been marinated with citrus and a lot of chili. Most places, it's a really brief marinade, so it's beautiful in its way. At El Coraloense, it is not a beautiful thing. I mean, they marinate it for a little bit longer, and they end up folding into themselves, and they look like sort of, you know, the pods of the aliens.
So they're cooked.
They're definitely cooked, and the skin is firm, and it actually holds in the juice and the flavor of the shrimp much better than you'd think it would.
What's the chef's name?
Natalie Curie, who's a culinary school grad who took over from her parents a few years ago. Her brother, who is also a culinary grad, works there too.
I love that story. Is this the kind of place that we go to have those bloody clams?
They don't have bloody clams on the menu. Exotica isn't quite their thing. Though they do have a dish that I really like of clams, like surf clams served in their shell with huichol chilies. And there's oyster prep. It's basically raw oysters with shrimp on top of them and some chili that they call Viagra.com.
Somebody with a really good sense of humor is manning the ship, so to speak. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Evan.
That's Jonathan Gold talking about El Coraloense in Bell Gardens. He's the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.